Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, April 3rd. Here we go. Brought to you today by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? All right, our weather today, sunny, windy, but warming up. Our high today, right around 53 degrees. Well, bond is set at $1 million for a 43-year-old Larimore man shot after murder in a standoff in Larimore last month. Troy Larson is charged with murder, attempted murder, and 7 counts of reckless endangerment. Grand Forks Sheriff's Department say deputies responded to a home March 23rd for a reported shooting and began negotiations with Larson. When Larson exited the home, he made a movement towards his waist and a deputy fired, striking him. Now, Larson was taken to All True Hospital. The victim was Jamie Holweger, who died at the scene. He was 64. Larson appeared in court via video from his hospital bed. East Grand Forks City Council passed a resolution that increases the pay of council members and the mayor starting in January. Council voted 5-2 to approve the pay increase without council members Clarence Vetter and Dale Helms dissenting. Council last changed his compensation in 2007, with the change going into effect in 2008. Now, starting January 1st, the mayor will earn $14,000, the council president $12,000, and council members $9,600 each. It's like a 50% raise without a public vote. Wow, must be nice, huh? 21-year-old from Fertile, a man, was sentenced to 6 months of electronic home monitoring for causing a deadly crash in Grand Forks County 2 years ago, is now accused of harassment. Tyson Horton allegedly sent messages to the widow of victim Tom McWaters through social media. One message reportedly said, "I got something for you," which scared the widow. Horton is charged with harassment, scheduled to appear in court next month. If convicted, Horton faces up to 1 year in jail. Well, make the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and movie destination. They're in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. You know, you can either dine inside the movie memorabilia packed restaurant, the Shire, or you know what? Take your meal to the movie you're attending. Some of this week's featured attractions are Godzilla vs. Kong, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Immaculate, Arthur the King, Kung Fu Panda 4, Knox Goes Away, Ordinary Angels, Migration, and more. In fact, you can find the complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. Hey, don't forget about Tuesdays, $5 movie specials all day long at 5:50 senior matinee specials Wednesdays and Thursdays. River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages. Family owned and operated too. Check them out, River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Well, when the Twins open their home schedule tomorrow at Target Field, fans will have an easier path to purchase some of the more common concession items at the ballpark. They strategically placed kiosks around the stadium, and customers will put their items on a tray for a picture to be taken at checkout. Scan automatically identifies what the fan is buying and gives them a total price to pay via card. Says what did take 90 seconds to transaction now will work as little as 15 to 20 seconds. That's a pretty good deal. Speaking of the Twins, Christian Yelich homered, and Rhys Hoskins scored twice. Milwaukee held on for a home opener victory over the Minnesota Twins for its first 4-0 start in 18 years. Twins are back in Milwaukee today for a noon game. Their home opener, by the way, is tomorrow, like we said, versus Washington. NHL, Minnesota Wild with a much-needed 3-2 win over the Ottawa Senators to end their 5-game winning streak. Wild play the Avalanche tomorrow night. And the NBA, Minnesota Timberwolves beat Houston 113-106 last night. They host the Toronto Raptors tonight at 7. And keep your fingers crossed. Sounds like EDC High School Baseball will start tomorrow. We'll let you know, all right? Well, that's your morning update brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. Well, when it comes time for that oil change, Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Head on over there. You're usually in and out of there in about 20 minutes. When they're changing their oil, they're going to top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, cabin air filter. You'll get a discount if you have a fleet. You'll get a discount if you're in the military. They can do things like tranny and coolant flushes, too. And they can text and email invoices and coupons. And if you mention Grand Forks Best Source, they'll knock $10 off your oil change. Open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. Tell you what, it's Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. Find them at 3325 South 38th Street. You make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you, all right? Let's see, Sadie Hansen, who's running for a House seat in District 42, joins us at 11 o'clock today. Going to let the people know why they should vote for her, all right? Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.